Today's the last day to heat up your summer style at Old Navy with $2 tanks for women, girls, and toddlers. Get the season's hottest style essential for just $2. Just one more day today at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. They won't last. Get there fast.
Valid 527 to 528 select styles only, limit 5.
Today is February 19th, 2017. I am Jennifer Ryan, your host of CNO Blog Talk Radio. www.createneworder.com. You can reach me at solutions@createneworder.com via email. And you can always call into the show, except for tonight. Our call-in number is 657-383-0732. Why can't you call in? Well, you're probably hearing some background noise. I am broadcasting from Bethany Beach in Bethany, Delaware, where the beach is full and children are playing football. The surf is coming up to high tide. There are hundreds of people walking the boardwalk. The sun is incredible, absolutely incredible today. Spring has sprung here in Lower Slower Delaware. They call it LSD for a reason. And we have daffodils and crocuses and shorts and t-shirts and no coats. It is absolutely a spectacular day and the beginning of a new season here in Delaware. Some disappointing news to talk about as far as this location is concerned, some really great things to talk about. But tonight's topic on February 19th, 2017, is really about to purge the negativity in your life. So I was thinking, because it was just such a beautiful day today, and I'm sorry about the wind if you're hearing it, it was such a beautiful day today that I would come down and broadcast from the beach. And maybe the surf behind me could be inspiring to you if you hear it. And if not, maybe you can pull up some surf sounds to listen to after the show. There's nothing better, as far as I'm concerned, to straighten out my attitude and my perspective than to come to the beach. And any beach is a good beach to me. They all have positives and negatives, just like life. And that's what I want to focus on today, is talking about the perspectives of life and a positive or a negative attitude. Recently, I was talking to some friends about relationships, and I am single, and I've talked about this before, and I guess that's what enables me to do this show, to work on so many different projects, to change my lifestyle and put a strategy in place for my end game to hopefully come sooner rather than later. And my future will be a relaxing one, and at the beach will be more frequent than it already is. But my focus in life is to, you know, is to maintain a consistent routine that includes having great places to go and things to do. But we were talking about relationships, and we were talking about how so many relationships between couples have so much negativity in them. And what I want to suggest to people to change first and foremost is really how they talk to each other or how they joke. You know, teasing is one thing, and lovingly teasing is one thing. But when there's constant undercutting conversations to each other and jokes made about each other as being negative. Now, I saw a posting recently, and it was on a single man's feed on Instagram, and he posted something like he's walking down the street with his wife, and they saw somebody they both recognized. And the husband said to the wife, "Who is that guy? I know that guy." And she goes, "Well, that was the guy that I knew before you, and he proposed to me." Oh, they saw a drunk guy, and that was the guy I was seeing before I met you, and he proposed to me, and I turned him down, and the husband turns to the wife and says, "Oh, I see, he's still celebrating." That's a really negative statement to say to your significant other, something like that. You know, we should always appreciate each other and not take each other for granted, and saying things like that actually diminishes another person, especially if it's frequent and over time. And one person may think of it as joking, but it is so negative and damaging to another person. It devalues them. It shows them that you have less respect for them than you really should. So this is what I'm insinuating tonight, this is what I'm recommending or suggesting, that everyone take a solid look at in their own life. How do you speak to other people? Do you boost them up and then say something negative to cut them down? Are you pointing out shortcomings more often than you are pointing out attributes? It's really important that you start speaking to other people the way that you want to be spoken to and how you want to feel. To make someone else feel good should be one of the motivations you have every single day, is to make other people feel good. It's really important to remember that a smile or a compliment or a nod towards somebody, or letting them know you really appreciate something they do for you, as little as it might be, like taking out the garbage. It might be somebody's responsibility in the house, but turning to them and saying, gee, thanks for taking out that garbage. It really is a good thing for me, for you to do, for all of us. Think about that. Could you imagine being thanked for all the things that you do every single day? We shouldn't do them because we have to. And we shouldn't do them looking for appreciation. But we shouldn't forget to appreciate each other. This is a positive attitude. Talking about relationships, one of the things that I know that I want for my future is I want somebody to come into my life by accident, and I want them to stay on purpose. I was told recently that I scare men away, and I scare them away because when I open my mouth, I'm too smart. Well, I will tell you this. I don't wish to be anything other than I am. And if somebody enters my life, I want them to enter my life because they want to and they appreciate who I am. So let's get out of the point of relationships. Let's just talk about negativity in general. When you're going through your everyday life, are you comfortable? Do you feel good about what's going on around you? Or is there negative static and negative energy going on in your life? And why? Are there reasons for it? Are there reasons for the negativity or the negative way of life? Has there been a financial instability for your family? Has somebody been ill? Has somebody lost their job? Have you had major repairs come up for your house, causing stresses to you? These are negative situations that most certainly can be improved upon with a little bit of time, with a little bit of money, with a little bit of attention. So we get through them. So when we're getting through them, how do we maintain a positive outlook? How do we maintain a positive sense of well-being? Well, personally, I come to the beach like I am today, speaking to you about positive attitude. When we're feeling stressed, we should have a place that we could go to. You know, for my dad goes to his garage. He feels very comfortable there, and he can tinker around with something that sort of alleviates the stress for him. My mom may take a walk. My friends will go to an exercise class, or we'll get together and open a bottle of wine, or simply talk to each other on the phone, but not run each other down or somebody else down. How do we talk about other people? I was playing tennis yesterday morning, and there's several people there that I know on a regular basis when I come to Delaware. I go to Sea Colony Tennis. It's a big development that if you live there, you're part of the club. But if you're just regular walk in public, you make a reservation and you're allowed to go there for their clinics and you can take private lessons. You just can't get a court. You have to be invited for a court. So I go to Sea Colony whenever I'm here, and I've met quite a few people that are tennis partners of mine, and we go to clinics, and occasionally I get invited out. And this was a great thing. I met a brand new person yesterday who invited me to come to Rehoboth and to play because they were doing a round robin group, and it was really open. Anybody who wanted to come and play could play. And she and I met for the very first time yesterday, and she extended the invitation to me because we enjoyed playing together and we played well together when it was our turn, you know, to partner up. And I left there feeling just so great that, you know, any tennis availability for any of us. You know, we're grabbing it and grabbing it and grabbing it. But to have the invitation, I said to her, I said, do you always invite everybody, you know, when you come to see Colony? She says, no, I invite people with good attitudes. Well, there you go. There was another woman on the court who didn't have such a great attitude. And frankly, she wasn't invited. She's negative. She's just a negative person. She has negative comments to make about the tennis pros. She has negative comments to make about other people or even herself. And this is key. If you are going to live the life that you want, one of the strategies has to be, I find essential, that you have positive reassurance coming from yourself. That is essential. When we fail at something, I really choose now in my life to look at that failure as a stepping stone and a learning opportunity to get better at something for the rest of my life. Think about that. Think about how something bad that can happen or something you did wrong could be the next step to never doing that thing wrong again or improving on how to do it. I have become a 3.0 tennis player or 3.5, depending on who rates me, but I'm considering myself a 3.0. And really, in a very short time, I came from being a 1 player to a 3.0. Because I work at it and I keep my attitude in check. And believe me, there were many times I left the court and they wiped the court with me and I didn't do well and I couldn't hit the ball. And if I hit the ball, it was going up into the stratosphere. And it really took some heavy knocks on my ego to learn how to play this game and to understand that practice and practice and practice and consistency and consistency and consistency were more important than anything else. So when it comes to self-talk and purging negativity, it takes consistency. It takes constant reassurance from yourself to remove it from yourself. So the idea that I'd like to present today in starting to purge negativity in your life is to really hear what's being said, to really hear what you're thinking, and pay attention to it, to be very present in hearing what's going on around you. Because words from other people or tone of voice from other people or bad behavior from other people are all negative things that impact us in a negative way. We hear in the political atmosphere right now a tremendous amount of negativity. Something I overheard somebody talking about yesterday was how, you know, people should be ashamed of themselves for not buying the president's daughter's clothing line, and how Nordstrom, nobody should ever, ever shop there again because her sales were up and they cut her. Now, the criticism was coming toward the American people that they could be so petty about this. And I didn't offer an opinion because I don't know the facts. I don't know if her sales were up and Nordstrom's dropped her. I don't know if her sales were down and Nordstrom's dropped her. I don't know if people were stopping coming to Nordstrom's overall because they carried her line. Because that is an impact on the store. Now, if the popular opinion does not want to buy somebody's brand, they don't have to. It happens all the time. Businesses fail. Brands fail. If it's for the right reasons, personally, your barometer, your compass is telling you something, then do it for the right reasons. But it also doesn't mean to be mean about it. We should support each other to be successful in life, but we should also support our own integrity. So my answer to that is not getting angry or making judgment on one thing or another. Personally, I love shopping at Nordstrom's because they don't decorate for Christmas until the day after Thanksgiving. They believe in family and they believe in family days. So they keep that a true mission of integrity within their store. So knowing that Nordstrom's practices a level of integrity is something I choose to do. So the only thing I know about the president's daughter's clothing line is that in another store that I was in a few weeks ago, Century 21, there was not one white down coat left except one made by Vince Camuto. And at least a dozen of them with the president's daughter's name on them. Her racks were absolutely full. and they were being discounted, and they were still not selling. I bought the Vince Camuto white down coat because that's what I was looking for. So I chose to buy it. I liked it, and it was very similar in style as what I was looking at. So my choice is to buy what I choose to buy. I don't have to buy a certain brand or not a certain brand, and my integrity speaks for itself. So it's important that we all remember to keep in mind what's important to us, and we follow that barometer, and we be positive about it without tearing somebody else down. Everybody has an opportunity to be successful, and that success is about them in the beginning and consistently throughout what it is you're trying to do. So what do you want to be consistent about to build your lifestyle and build a better life and a strategy to do that? Where are you going to begin? I myself think regularly, daily, what I'm going to accomplish each day. And I look at the calendar and I do quite a bit of planning about my work, about my lifestyle, about my friends, about my community service, about how I'm going to behave in the world, and how I feel best. And honestly, the comfort in my own skin only gets better the more I practice positivity and planning and consistency toward reaching my goals. Because I'm more and more comfortable with not thinking about things I can't control or things that I don't want that I might think in my head, maybe I should want. That's not the point. The point is doing things for the reasons that make an impact on our lives. When we do these things, we sustain our life and we support ourselves. And we should be happy about them. We should be disappointed when we fail. We should feel as though we could have done better. And we should go on a quest to learn how to do better next time around. It's important that we examine each day first thing in the morning when we make our plan and just before we put our head down at night and say, was I the person I intend to be today? Did I do well when I interacted with others? Did I make my environment a step more comfortable? Did I make myself stronger today? Did I learn something? Did I offer somebody a caring smile when I could notice that they were not doing well themselves? It's important, a positive attitude, and it's important to remove yourself from the negativity of others. The negativity of others can drag us down sometimes worse than we can, because we start to believe what other people tell us, even if we know it isn't true. Playing tennis with a woman who's very negative on the court yesterday, she felt very belittled by the tennis pro because she asked the question, should I go up because I'm not feeling strong today and I'm just not getting to the ball, so should I just go up so I can get the ball? And he said, no, stay back and attempt to get the ball. Go for the ball. Use your power to do that. Even if you're feeling a little weaker than usual, use your power to go after that ball. She said, but I'm not getting there. And he looked at her and said, then you've already made up your mind. You're just not going to get to the ball. She felt he attacked her by saying this to her. He felt that he belittled her. What he did do was let her know that her negativity was in the way of any possibility of getting to the ball. Those are the moments to pay very close attention to what your part in that is and what the part of others is. Instead of looking at it as her problem and her lack of energy, for whatever reason, personally, she told me after she talked to me about this, I asked her, I said, well, I'll be honest with you, I've played tennis with you before, and I can see you're moving slower today. You're just not moving the way you usually do, and we all have those days. That is something that I learned. I learned we all have those days, especially after watching tennis pros play and miss a ball. We all have those moments. I said to her, you're not playing as well. You're really playing slow. And she said, well, I played 7,000 steps yesterday on the court. I played. I'm tired. I'm hurting today. I said, so you're not going to get the ball, Bev. It has nothing to do with you as a player. It has everything to do with your fatigue today. So I would take it with a grain of salt. And I told her, I remember feeling exactly the way that you do when I was learning how to play, and people would say things to me that they were like, you know, it'll get better. You know, you're just not on today, or, you know, you need more practice. And I would just feel like I'm just never going to get there. There were times I got in my car and I just cried all the way home. I'm like, I feel so defeated. I feel like such an idiot. I don't belong on a court. I'm never going to play this game. And that was negative, and that held me back. It's about getting out on that court. And even if you play the worst possible game that you could possibly play, you played today. You got out on the court. That's the point. You made the effort. What are you going to do about increasing the positive outlook in your life? How are you going to approach every day to make your life better? You're going to do it with a smile and a positive attitude. It doesn't matter what you are looking for. It doesn't matter if you're looking to be more comfortable in your own skin. It doesn't matter if you're looking to get a promotion. It doesn't matter if you're looking to get a hold of your finances and really solidly stick to a good plan so your future can be easier. It doesn't matter if we're talking about weight. It doesn't matter if we're talking about relationships. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. It matters how we're talking. That's the point. That's the entire point of being positive. How we are talking, what we are listening to, and who we surround ourselves with. So I'm suggesting that you start purging the negative. It doesn't mean you have to get rid of people in your life, although sometimes getting rid of people in your life is essential. Sometimes there are just such negative people in your life that they have to go. I had a very, very close friend many years ago when my children were little. We raised our children together, and we had some good times. We really had some good times. Until I started changing my life and looking at things a little bit differently and working on myself to be a stronger, healthier, more positive influence to other people. And I realized that our friendship was more one-sided than I imagined it was. And it's not an angry thing that I am no longer friends with this person, and I don't wish this person any ill will at all. I want this person to have great happiness in her life. But I realized when examining the relationship, and she's so angry and she's so sad that she and I are no longer friends, and she feels I abandoned her at a time in her life when things were very, very difficult. And she's got it wrong. I moved away from her because of some other situation between the two of us. And what the revelation for me was this: I was always her friend. She was not always mine, and that was negative toward me. So my time and attention to her had to decrease for my own well-being. She lives her life, and she lives her life by her rules and her choices, and God bless her. I wish her happiness, and I hope the way she makes her choices brings her the happiness she's looking for. But my happiness is important too. It is not my responsibility to make others happy. It is my responsibility to make me happy so that I can give my best to others and perhaps influence them or enhance their own happiness and well-being. That's what it's all about. That's what motivation and inspiration is about. It's about getting it and becoming stronger so that you can give it away. At least that's my outlook in life. Now I'm going to switch to Girl in Town. There's going to be no break in between. Perhaps I should just stop speaking so that you can hear the surf break here on Bethany Beach. It is absolutely a spectacular day. The sun has gone behind 99C level. That's a restaurant and raw bar here on the beach that belongs to, I believe it's a Marriott-owned hotel. What a great place to eat. I will tell you, I've been there several times. Girl in Town has been to 99C level. Their happy hour is incredible. On Friday nights, at least I know on Friday nights, they have a guitar singer. They have live music, and that is something I'm always in search for. I like piano bars, and I like live music. And it's important to me when I'm going to relax and have a drink and some appetizers and socialize that there's some live music there. That is just what really makes me happy and relaxed and what I seek out in my entertainment. So 99C level, you can get tables along, you can get tables in the restaurant that overlook the beach, and you can watch the water the entire time that you're there. Their bar area is a full circle bar in the middle, between the restaurant and the lobby of the hotel, which the lobby has two fireplaces, I believe, and you can sit there in their lounge couches and chairs in little niches where you can have a few people just sitting, a little intimate conversations, or you have larger seating areas sort of in the middle. It is such a comfortable place, and I will tell you that if I needed a hotel here on Bethany Beach and I didn't have a family to stay with, I would definitely stay here. It's my cup of tea. And Girl in Town highly recommends 99 Sea Level Restaurant and Raw Bar and the hotel right here on Bethany Beach. Now, the Bethany Beach Boardwalk is alive, and if you go to Town of Bethany Beach, Google Town of Bethany Beach webcam, it'll give you a north and a south view and an east view and west view. You get all four, and you can actually see the live camera on Bethany Beach at any time you wish to do that. Many beaches have that if you are longing to get to the beach. So check out Town of Bethany Beach webcam. Google it and check out how beautiful it looks down here. The water is spectacularly green. The surfers are out. Families are still out. And the sun is going down. And it's breezy. And I'm not even looking for a sweatshirt yet. Town of Bethany Beach. Today I was in Lewis, Delaware. And we went to the big garage sale in Lewis. It was Hallepin High School. And it's a big garage sale, indoor garage sale with many, many booths and vendors. And it was exactly that. It was a garage sale. And they had everything from vintage Peanuts items all the way to, you know, stuff that really should just go in the garbage, in my opinion. But there's a buyer for everything. There's a salesperson for everything. There was two pieces of Limoges Haviland china. And I would have bought them if they were plates, but they were not. They were serving dishes that were too small to serve anything that I would possibly make. Haviland china has become a favorite little collection of mine after somebody I was close with many years ago had given me Haviland china that she collected. It's not my cup of tea as far as the patterns go, but the feel of it and the weight of the china is something I truly do enjoy, and I do enjoy having dinner on. So, Lewis, Delaware, their big garage sale, it happens once a year at this time of the year. Now, the best part about Girl in Town's day was the Salvage Girls. Now, there's a place on Coastal Highway in Lewis, Delaware, and it's called Salvage Furniture Parlor. And these ladies pick up all sorts of vintage furniture, and they redo it. Now, they either completely strip it down and do something new with it, or they create a piece of furniture from salvage pieces, like making a barn door out of an old door. You know, to say cover a double doorway entry between a dining room and a living room, a children's room. Barn door hardware and barn doors are so incredibly popular on furniture and in houses today. It's a very big trend. I'm seeing it everywhere I go. And they have quite a bit of that. But what they do is they take older pieces and they chalk paint them. Chalk paint has come a long way. It used to have a very matte finish without a sheen. Well, this chalk paint that they use is incredible. The colors are fabulous. Nothing too bright and overwhelming and really fit in with the beach town. They would fit in with, you know, rustic New Yorkers. It would fit in just about anywhere depending on the color you choose. But they take vintage pieces and they redo them with this chalk paint. Well, I will tell you what. Not only do they have beautiful selections because they have a sense of style. They have a true sense of style. But their prices are outrageously good. There were several pieces that if I was decorating my cottage, if I was already at my end game and had a cottage here on the beach, I would have picked up several pieces today without a second thought. Their style, their choice of color that they redid these pieces of furniture with, and just how they present everything in their shop, they are worth going to see. They also have a showroom called Haute, H-A-U-T-E, right next door with newer pieces that they actually buy newer pieces and change them based on the finish that they see on those pieces. And the pieces are newer pieces, but they're rustic in style or vintage in style. So that's a Girl in Town's travels right now. I also started my bike training for the 100-mile race that I'll be doing in the end of May. It really wasn't starting my training. It was just taking a great bike ride on my old Schwinn that I leave here at the beach. And I took a ride. I feel good. Tomorrow I'll play tennis again before I make my way back up to New York. And it felt really great. The weather is phenomenal. So changing your attitude to a more positive, energetic attitude could really be a ride to warmer and better weather. This week is coming up, I know, up in New York and really all along the Eastern Seaboard. We're seeing lots of schools closed for winter break. And take a ride, get out of town, go to a warmer destination. You know, Delaware's not that far away from anybody, and I bet you you'd be able to make it down here in a flash. Oh, the disappointing things about Delaware this time around is that many of the cute little cafes and cute little shops have gone out of business. They didn't make it through the season last year, and maybe they've had a couple of years where they tried to make a go of it, and they just didn't make the money. I see that a lot here. Some places stay and become a staple, and they're very, very popular, and then other places really try to make it, and they don't make it. So it's really disappointing because there's, you know, a comfortable cafe like Cool Beans Coffee House where they had always fresh baked goods and they would serve breakfast and lunch only. And it was just a real, real comfortable place and real good food, excellent choices. So they've gone out of business, which is a shame. And there was another place called Pie that it was also the same thing. A nice cafe where it would be great to have coffee or tea and, you know, light lunch sandwiches or a dessert. And they did a great renovation in their building, and they have also closed. So it really was sad to see that happen. But this is one of the things in life that happens for whatever reason. We don't know why they went out of business. Maybe they didn't make it financially. Maybe they had an illness. Maybe they just decided to change their strategy. One or the other, they will be missed. But again, a positive attitude will take you one step closer to the end game you look for and the strategies that you have in place to continue you on that path to create your better life. Tonight is a short pre-recorded show. I'm recording here from Bethany Beach, Delaware. Get out and make your life an event. Get off the couch and start experiencing life. Turn off the smartphones. Stop walking down the street while you're looking at a smartphone. That's a negative impact. You're missing the world around you and all of your surroundings. Start talking to people. You know, they're just people. They're just like you. Change your attitude. It isn't easy, folks, and it's not easy to start moving away from those who have a poor attitude. It's not easy to start telling them, you know what? I don't want to hear comments like that. I don't want to hear people talking to each other like that. It's not acceptable. It's not appropriate. Things like that are hard to do, but I guarantee you, you will start feeling better and stronger and growing to be a better example for others and yourself. This is Jennifer Ryan, your host of CNO Solutions Blog Talk Radio, createneworder.com. You can email us at solutions@createneworder.com. Or you can call into a live show here on Blog Talk Radio anytime at 657-383-0732. We'll be back live next Sunday between 8 and 9 p.m. That will be Sunday the 26th of February. And I hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. I hope everybody is looking toward a better attitude, a good attitude, and a good impact on their own lives every single day. Thank you, Ben Sound, for our lead-in music and our fade-outs and our break music. And I really appreciate you listening. Send me a note so we can talk about new and great and exciting ways to strategize for a better life. We will be back next week, February 26. I hope I have the date right. February 26, 2017. And this is Jennifer Ryan once again, your host. Thanks for joining us.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's got major plans for Memorial Day, but one minor problem.
No pool floats.
More like nothing fun to wear.
Get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's celebrating Memorial Day in a really big way with a huge 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all swimwear.
50% off all those styles?
That's right. Right now, get 50% off all tees, tanks, shorts, and swimwear for the whole family at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
That's one major sale. We're going to Old Navy now.
High Fashion. Old Navy.
Valid 5/22/62. Excludes clearance, active flag tees and tanks, license, and men's package tops.
Today's the last day to heat up your summer style at Old Navy with $2 tanks for women, girls, and toddlers. Get the season's hottest style essential for just $2. Just one more day today at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. They won't last. Get there fast.
Valid 5/27 to 5/28. Select styles only. Limit 5.